Welcome back to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast. Billy Reeves here. In this edition, a glimpse into the first few weeks and months of what's coming up on the label. A few exclusives to begin with. Then here's Mothlight with Something in the Sky. Something in the Sky, getting us off and underway. Mothlight is the brainchild of Daniel O'Sullivan, most recently heard on K-Scope as part of Ulver. He also works with Sun O and The Big Pink, among others. This is from his forthcoming K-Scope album, Dark Age, a trailer for which is at kscopemusic.com/mothlight. That's M-O-T-H-L-I-T-E. Our guests on the next K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast, are Steve Hogarth of Marillion and Richard Barbieri, once of Japan, now of Porcupine Tree. They've teamed up for a new album for K-Scope entitled Not the Weapon, But the Hand, out February the 27th. This, then, is Steve Hogarth and Richard Barbieri with Naked.
Somewhere in there, there is someone who wants to shout. Somewhere under all that garbage,
kscope.com/HogarthBarbieri for more details. The album features guest appearances from the legendary Danny Thompson on bass, Chris Maitland, who's played with a lot of our friends in the past, Porcupine Tree, No Man, Blackfield on drums. Ara Ackman pops up too, a most famously part of John Martin's electric band. And Dave Gregory, once of the mighty XTC, on guitar and string arrangements too. The album's called Not the Weapon, But the Hand. That's Steve Hogarth and Richard Barbieri. Next up, new music from Scotland. I'm delighted to announce the return of North Atlantic Oscillation. From their album, out April the 30th, entitled Fog Electric, this is called Soft Coda.
Source.
Produced by my dear chum Tony Dugan, who's worked with Super Furry Animals, Teenage Fan Club, Belle and Sebastian, Mogwai, Telstar Ponies. That's the sound of young Scotland. They're called North Atlantic Oscillation. The album Fog Electric is out on April the 30th. That's a piece called Soft Coda. From Scotland to Norway now, forthcoming new music from Gaspacho from their new album March of Ghosts, out on K-Scope on March the 12th. This is What Did I Do?
To explain it now, you see, forest is a man to you, Polly. Thank you.
The album is called March of Ghosts. The band are called Gaspacho. That's a track called What Did I Do? A follow-up then to last year's Missa Atropos studio set and the London live album. The new album's a series of ghost stories about characters returning from the past. There will be a tour in March and April. Go to kscopemusic.com/gaspacho for details. Do please feel free to stay in touch with us at kscopemusic.com and on Twitter, where we're at Kscope Music. Also forthcoming then, albums from Anathema, from Pineapple Thief, from Ulva, and many more. Plus, look out for details of another Kscope night, as well as tour news from Stephen Wilson. He's going out to do some more dates in April and May. Now, finally, for this podcast, Gavin Harrison and O5 Rick, an album really pushing the barriers of rhythmic conceits. This, The Man Who Sold Himself, a two-disc set out on 27th of February. Gavin, you may know as the drummer of Porcupine Tree, as well as King Crimson and many others. He was on the David Letterman show recently as part of Letterman's Drum Solo Week. O5 Rick, a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, who's not only snaked his bass around Gavin's stupendous patterns, but also glued the whole project together with a strong lyrical theme of greed, shallow goal-seeking, with a central character who finds his true calling in the end. So, from The Man Who Sold Himself, here's the title track. See you soon.
Cheers to the man who sold
Cheers to the man who sold himself.